This is Dr. Olivero dictating for March the 6th, 2024. The first patient is Robert McCarrick, M-A-C-C-A-R-R-I-C-K, Robert. 90-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine of 2.45. And a BUN of 45, which is very close to the prior determination. The estimated GFR is 24. However, the patient had a protein creatinine ratio that is 2,236 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is way out of control. This patient was always around 800 milligrams. Last time we didn't give any SGLT2 inhibitors because he's not a diabetic, and the patient had a potassium of 5.7 that prevented us to consider the administration of Kerendia. In any event, at this point, and in the presence of a significant proteinuria, we are going to start the patient on Jardiance. The reason to use Jardiance is because of the past history of hyperkalemia that prevents the use of finerenone, and he's a veteran, and we know that the pharmacy at the Veterans Administration carries this medication. We are going to start the patient on 10 milligrams every day, continue with the administration of furosemide 40 milligrams every day, and at the same time we are going to restrict the fluid. An emphasis was made in order to improve the condition, low sodium diet, and a plant-based diet, period. This patient is going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Number two, the patient has an ulcer in the external aspect of the distal third of the right leg that is about 1 centimeter in diameter, and this trying to heal. In the physical examination, there is a pitting edema in the lower extremities that is 2/4. The patient was explained about the need for him to elevate the legs, to cut down the fluids, and to take the medications as prescribed. The administration of honey was recommended after the washing the ulcer with soap and water. Following number, atrial fibrillation and anticoagulation. Following number, the patient has a history of ITP. Following number, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis on Plaquenil 200 milligrams BOVID. He has a questionable history of liver cirrhosis. The patient has an albumin of 4.2. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure that is compensated, and following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, the patient has anemia related to CKD that is followed by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, at the Cancer Center. Revaluation in 4 weeks. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.